Republican candidate calls on Lauren Underwood to return donations from tax debtor donor. By Jacob Bliss on September 9, 2021. James Martyr, a Republican attempting to unseat Representative Lauren Underwood, DEL, called on her to return thousands of dollars in donations she received from tax debtor donor James Simons, who reportedly owes the IRS millions in back taxes. Throughout her time in Congress and as a candidate, Underwood has received $8,300 directly from Simons, according to records with the Federal Election Commission, FEC. While she and her Democrat Party allies in Congress wage war on working people, their friends get to break the rules without repercussions or accountability. Congresswoman Underwood takes the money and looks the other way, Martyr said. This is how the Democrats roll out their harmful agenda without using legislative process. Their mega donors break the laws and get a pass by funneling money into campaigns, the Republican candidate continued. You'll also see them pushing anti-freedom, un-American ideas like imposing mask mandates, forced vaccinations, educational dictates and censorship. This type of political corruption needs to end, and I and the people of Illinois demand Representative Underwood return those funds from this questionable source, he added. Current and former executives of hedge fund Renaissance Technologies LLC, which Simons was a part of until he retired as chairman this past year, could personally pay as much as $7 billion in back taxes, interest and penalties to settle a long-running dispute with the Internal Revenue Service, a tax settlement that may be the largest in history, the Wall Street Journal recently reported. The report noted the firm said Simons will make an additional settlement payment of $670 million, and he will also pay back taxes related to his gains. Simons has been a long-term supporter of Democratic candidates. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter @JacobBliss.